know what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Fred Clark, Roy Glenn, Lillian Randolph, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Charles Correll. I want to remind you that Rexall's big Golden Jubilee sale is now going strong, and it continues until the closing of the stores next Saturday night. So, friends, this coming week, don't fail to take advantage of the really wonderful anniversary bargains, the Golden Jubilee specials, just waiting for you at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Well, everything is quiet this evening at the home of George Kingfish Stevens and his wife, Sapphire. The Kingfish is reading the newspaper, wife Sapphire's knitting, and her mother is relaxing in a comfortable chair reading a detective story magazine.
Oh, dear me. Ooh! How shocking! How prideful! Why, this is the most horrible thing I ever saw!
What's the matter, Mama?
Yeah, what you doing, Mama? Looking in the mirror again?
No, fathead, I'm reading this detective magazine.
I guess it's some terrible cases in them detective magazines, ain't it, Mama?
No, some of them's right cute.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one here where a woman's husband was a drinking man.
Mm-hmm.
One night he come home under the influence. And she and her mama, they tucked him in for the night.
Hey, well, what's so cute about that?
They wrapped him in aluminum foil and they tucked him in the deep freezer.
What a happy old lady you is, Mama. You about as jolly as a grave digger with a new shovel.
You know, Mama, what I like about them detective magazines is them pictures in the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that offers rewards for criminals that's at large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it is.
Let's see.
Look here, Sapphire.
Oh, say, Mama, that man in this picture, he looks familiar. The one with the derby.
Yeah. Where's I seen that big, fat, stupid face before? Oh, let me see here. $300 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of Andrew H. Brown.
Andy Brown?
No fooling.
Yeah. Say here, write Franklin J. Montgomery, 148 State Street, Jacksonville, Florida.
Holy mackerel, somebody looking for Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. The only time he was in Jacksonville was when he took that cruise on that ship 2 years ago. Something must have happened then. Give me that magazine. I'm going down to the lodge hall. Well, let me sign the thing here now and get it in the envelope, and I'll mail it off to Mr. Montgomery. Wait a minute here, though. Is I doing the right thing? I needs the money, but Andy's my pal. Still, what in the world could be wrong with me?
George.
Who that?
George.
Who say that? If there's anything I can't stand, it's a voice with nobody at the end of it.
George, it's me. Your conscience. That's what's bothering you.
My conscience? Now what you doing sneak man here when I'm trying to turn a buck here?
George, Andy is your best friend. You can't betray him for $300.
Yeah, I wish it was $500, but these days you gotta take what you can get, you.
George, tear up that letter.
No, conscience, no. I need the money.
George, you heard what I said. I'm watching you.
Well, close your eyes just this once and I'll split the money with you.
George, what would I do with money?
I don't know. Ain't you got no dues in the conscious union or nothing like that?
No, George.
Now, look, conscience. I'll make a deal with you.
What kind of a deal, George?
Well, now, maybe this man Montgomery owes Andy money or something, you see? So let me go up and kind of feel out Andy before I mails the letter. I promise you this, conscience. I'll tell Andy all the facts and let him decide for himself.
All right, George. That's the fair thing to do.
Okay, conscience, but don't do this to me no more. This is the kind of stuff that's liable to put me out of business here.
Come in. Oh, hi, Kingfish.
Well, how is you, Andy, old pal? Would you mind if, I wrote a letter down to Mr. Montgomery Jacksonville and get $300? You wouldn't mind a thing like that, would you, old pal?
Hold it a minute here, Kingfish. Uh-huh. Listen, when you had your mouth in the overdrive there, did you happen to mention the name Montgomery?
Yeah, that name means something to you, Andy?
Do it. That fella Montgomery been looking for me for the past 2 years, ever since I took that cruise. And he been looking for me with a gun in his pocket, too.
Oh, a gal's papa, huh?
What do you mean, her papa? It's her brother.
Holy smoke, Andy, that's terrible. What in the world happened on that cruise?
Well, I tell you, Kingfish, it started the first night out. Mm-hmm. After dinner, I recited to sit out on the pomade deck and enjoy the stars.
Good, huh?
Yeah. And it was a real dark night that night.
Yeah.
There wasn't nothing but them wooden deck chairs. But way down at the end of the deck, I spotted one of them big inflated life rafts. So I made for that. You know, Kingfish, I can see it now. Yeah, I'll just sit here on this life raft. Here I is.
Please, you sitting on my lap.
Oh, excuse me, lady, excuse me. There was no lights on, and when I seed you hulking up in the darkness there, I thought you was full of air. excuse me, I'll get another deck chair.
Oh, that's all right. My name's Flobel Montgomery.
Flobel Montgomery, huh?
You can sit right here on my lap.
thank you, ma'am. Hey, you know something, Miss Montgomery? This is the first night out, and I was just thinking.
Oh, they put the deck lights on. Now we can get a good look at each other.
Yeah, well, so long, Floribel.
That was something, Andy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I met Floribel Montgomery, Kingfish.
Pretty bad, huh? Had the kind of affairs that really hit you.
Oh, yeah. I was seasick for 3 days, and the captain say it was the calmest crossing they done ever had.
Well, then I don't understand how you got messed up with her. Did the spell of the romantic Caribbean get to you?
No, I tell you what happened. One day I was talking to the wireless operator when I noticed a telegram that Floribel sent to a broker ordering 500 shares of U.S. Steel.
U.S. Steel, huh? From a stockbroker.
Oh, yeah. And right then and there, I saw the course of true love. That night, I done pre-posed.
Yeah, well, how come you never went through with the marriage, Andy?
Well, the last day of the cruise, the moon come out, and I got a good look at her silhouetted in the moonlight. But right then and there, I figured for me to break even on the deal, Steel would have to go up 900 points.
Well, what did you do, Andy?
Well, we docked the next morning, and I jumped ship 2 hours ahead of schedule. I went out of her life forever, via the garbage chute.
Well, now, look, Andy, I seen your picture in a detective magazine, but I didn't know it was nothing like this. Now, I wrote a letter to this Mr. Montgomery to get $300 reward.
You wrote a letter to do what?
Now, wait a minute. Don't get excited. I writ the letter, but I ain't mailed it yet. Now, I'll go back to the lodge hall and tear it up.
Well, you better, Kingfish, because if you mail it and Mr. Montgomery comes up here and kills me, I'm going to beat you to a pulp.
Hey,
Lightning, there's a letter on my desk in the office with a special delivery stamp on it. Tear it up, will you?
I can't tear it up, Brother Kingfish.
Why not? It's right in there.
No, it ain't. I think you wanted it mailed, so I took it down to the post office an hour ago.
The post office? Why, you crazy? Get out of here, Lightning. Oh, me. Oh, me. Conscience. Conscience. Is you here?
Yes, George.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do, but I is getting out of town. So...
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. One of the most popular benefits we've ever offered you is the Andelafil reducing plan, and we knew it would be. For here's the reducing plan that enables you to lose up to 5 pounds a week, naturally and pleasantly. You don't starve, you don't count calories. There are no drugs, no unbalanced dieting. Yet the pounds slip away, as many as 3 to 5 a week. And you lose where it shows. If your extra pounds are not due to an organic cause, ask about the Andelafil reducing plan. It's easy, it's fun, and it's sold only at Rexall drugstores.
Oh, me, that letter got mailed to Mr. Montgomery 3 days ago. I ain't heard yet. Maybe it got lost in the mail, or maybe there was a train wreck. Hello, Lodge Hall. George Kingfish Stevens speaking.
Hello, this is Franklin J. Montgomery from Jacksonville, Florida.
Mr. Montgomery, say your voice sound awful powerful to be coming all the way from Florida.
I'm not in Florida. I'm here in New York at the station.
Oh, station, calling from a telephone booth, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm too big to get in the phone booth.
Nice of you to call. Too bad I happens to be out of town. Can't see you.
Just a minute. Just a minute. You Stevens, aren't you? The one that wrote me the letter about Andy Brown?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be over to that lodge hall in 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah, I have to stop by the police station and pick up a pistol permit. See you then.
Oh, holy mackerel. You'll be here in 15 minutes. I can't tell Andy what I done or he'd kill me. And I can't tell this,
Hiya, Kingfish. Hiya. What's new?
Oh, it's you, Brother Andy, dear. Say, Andy, is you heard how we can't live forever and... that we all gotta go sometime and... If you're going to go, one day is as good as another, you hear all that.
Well, what about it?
Well, I just thinking, Andy, this might be a good day for the trip, might it not?
No, sir, not me. I got a lot of things to do. I'm going to hang around as long as I can.
Well, now, let me put it another way, Andy. Has you ever thought of getting out of town?
What for?
Well, on account of the altitude, Andy.
The altitude?
Yeah, living uptown here where we is so high, the altitudinal pressure is bad for a man of your age.
We is high up here?
Oh, certainly we is uptown, you know.
Kingfish, what you talking about? The altitude is bad up here? We ain't more than 15 or 20 feet higher than it is downtown.
Yeah, well, that's just it, Andy. You see, I went to my doctor this morning, and he was explaining to me that once a man gets past 40... any kind of altitude is dangerous for him.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Doctor told me if I want to live up here and stay alive, I only has 2 alternatives. Either stop breathing or sleep with my head in a 10-foot hole. That's what he said.
Oh, the doctor say that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look here. I is over 40. You think this altitude gonna affect me? I feel all right.
Well, that's just it, Andy. At your age, a man like you looks all right, but on the inside... your infernal organs is probably suffering from the 40-year-old droop, is what you got.
No, me.
Oh, yeah, now tell you what, Andy. Well, open up your shirt there, boy, and let me give you kind of a superficial examination here. I want to listen to some of your infernal organs there. Unbutton your shirt.
Okay, I'll open up your shirt here.
Yeah, that's right. Unbutton that last button there, that's right.
Now, let me get my ear down here up against that blubber there.
You hear anything, Kingfish? Is the altitude unaffected any of my infernal organs?
I'll say it has, Andy. You ought to hear your heart. It's wheezing and grunting like an old sow with a snoot full of goose livers.
How about the rest of me?
Well, let me listen around here.
Yeah.
Turn around a little there.
Okay.
You're getting me up there. Your gallstones sound all right. They got a nice, healthy rattle to them, yeah. Wait a minute, sir. Wait a minute. From the sound of your liver here, it's in bad shape. The altitude pressure done puffed that thing up like a 10-cent balloon.
You mean it might pop on me?
Well, if you climbs a ladder one of these days and gets on the third rung and you hear a low hissing sound, unless you can abandon your liver in a hurry, you is in for a rather nasty explosion, boy.
What are you getting at with all this? I don't believe one word of this.
Well, now, wait a minute. Look, Andy. We ain't got no time to waste. Yeah. Lightning done mailed that letter to Mr. Montgomery by mistake, and he'll be here in 5 minutes with a pistol.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish, Floribel's brother. He's going to shoot me for sure. This is all your fault, Kingfish. I'm going to take my fist and...
Now, wait a minute. Now, look, we ain't got no time to lose. I tell you what. You duck out the back way there, and when Mr. Montgomery fella gets here, I'll tell him something has done happened to you, and that'll get him off your trail forever.
Yeah, well, that's all I can do. But this thing better work, because if it don't, Kingfish, I'm going to change your altitude by about 6 feet of dirt. I tell you...
That is the story, Mr. Montgomery. Mr. Brown has done passed away.
Well, this is something after I looked for him for these 2 years. It's quite a disappointment.
Yes, I guess it is. Having to forego the pleasure of blasting him full of holes.
Blasting him full of holes? Well, I didn't intend to shoot the poor fella.
Well, what about the pistol permit?
Oh, I got that on account of the money.
Yeah, well, you see, the money?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't you the man that was looking for Andy Brown for jilting your sister?
That's right. At first, I was out to get him. But you see, dear Floribel passed away about a year ago. But she never forgot Andy Brown for the little happiness he brought into her life. And she remembered him in a will.
In a will, huh?
Yes. That's why I have the gun. I come up here to deliver to the poor, unfortunate Mr. Brown this $5,000 in cash.
Oh.
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
Today, whenever they want fast relief from an ordinary headache, millions of people choose Rexall aspirin. And there are three very good reasons why.
Then how about letting us in on them?
Well, first, every Rexall tablet contains 5 full grains of pure aspirin. Second, in the 100-tablet family-sized bottle, Rexall aspirin costs you barely more than 0.5 cents per tablet.
Sounds good so far. What's the third reason?
The most important of all, ma'am. There's no faster-acting aspirin made.
But exactly what do you mean by fast-acting?
I mean that when taken with water, a Rexall aspirin tablet is ready to go to work for you even before it reaches your stomach.
That I'll remember.
And remember this, too. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish, this is something. You tells the man I done kicked the bucket, and then it turns out he got $5,000 from me.
Now, calm down, Andy. Now, how would I know that Floribel was going to play a dirty trick on you like that?
Yeah, well, I knowed I was a lover boy, but I never realized 2 days of my smooching on a poop deck was worth $5,000. I'll tell you something else, too. I can't lose out on all that money.
Well, now, take it easy, Andy. I done sent for Algonquin J. Calhoun. Now, we ain't licked yet, boy, because after all,
Hiya, Calhoun.
Oh, yeah. Hello, hiya. Well, hiya, boys. I got you as soon as I could. I didn't get your message. You see, I done spent the afternoon down at the Burlesque Theater.
Oh, watching the show.
Heck no, making a fire inspection backstage.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute here. You ain't no fireman.
Now, Andy, you know that. And I know that. But there's 22 fam dancers back there that think I was hooking Letter Harry.
Yeah, well, the reason we got you over here, Andy stands a chance of losing out on $5,000.
How come he do that?
Well, we thought this gal's brother was coming up here to shoot me for jilting her. But it turns out that he want to pay me $5,000 he done left me in a will.
Well, what's the problem there?
Well, I told the man that Andy was dead.
Oh, yeah. You know, Andy, there's only one thing for you to do.
What's that?
Man, come to life!
That's right, we might pull it off. You know, I could go over to Mr. Montgomery's hotel and tell him the reports of Andy's passing was, premature.
Yeah, that's a sensible thing to do, all right.
Yeah, Calhoun, and then you could come up there as the doctor and back up the story, you see?
Yeah. I'll wear my cutaway coat and hang a stethoscope around my neck.
Yeah, that's the stuff. That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I'll meet you over there, because I got to go down to the post office and mail a letter to my cousin Murgatroyd.
Oh, your cousin Murgatroyd, the hipster,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
How's old Bebop doing?
I got a letter from him last week, Kingfish. Him and his band is still on the road. They're in Washington now.
Washington, D.C., huh?
Yeah. Seems like that him and his saxophone player went up to the top of the Washington Monument. Now, that cat is a real hipster. And he say, watch this, Murgatroyd. Man, I is a robin, and I gonna fly from here to the White House. And with that, he dove right over that Washington Monument. Down he went and broke every bone in his body.
Holy mackerel. Why didn't Murgatroyd try to stop him?
That's what the police asked him.
Yeah, what did Murgatroyd say?
Man, who is I to tell a robin not to fly?
Come in, Mr. Stevens. Now, you said on the phone you wanted to come up to my hotel here and talk to me.
Yes, Mr. Montgomery. I've got some news for you about Brown.
News about Brown? What is it?
It seems that our friend who done departed is done come back on us like a boomerang.
What's this? Come back?
Yeah, the first I found out about it was when I went up to the cemetery yesterday to put a bouquet of flowers on his thing. And when I got to Mr. Brown's family plot, there was two fellas standing there with shovels over a deep hole in the ground saying, which way did he go?
Wait a minute. How in the world could a thing like that happen?
Well, now, the doctor wasn't too sure of his diagnosis, you see. Now, you see, when he examined Mr. Brown, he thunk that maybe he'd gone. And then again, maybe he hadn't. So he solved the problem by burying him, but stamping temporary on the death certificate. Actually, Mr. Brown was suffering from suspended ammunition, does what?
Now, things like this just don't happen.
Well, now, that's why I took the liberty of asking the attending physician to pop up here. He ought to be here almost...
Come in.
Now, hiya, Kingfish.
Oh, here's the doctor now. Miss Montgomery, allow me to present you up with Dr. Algonquin J. Calhoun, famous brain surgeon and meteorologist.
How do you do that, doctor?
Pardon me for not shaking hands, Bub, but I was operating in an hour and I want to stay antiseptic.
Doctor, Mr. Stevens here says that you made a mistake in declaring somebody deceased. Is this possible?
Oh, man, yeah. Generally known, but deciding whether they is dead or not is one of the weaker points of the whole medical system. So far, we ain't come up with nothing better than jabbing them with a hat pin.
I never heard of anything like this.
Oh, yes. The doctor was telling me that in the medieval days, before the stethoscope and the seismograph, why, it was even more hit or miss than it is now. If a patient closed his eyes in the front of a doctor, he was a goner. Of course, they made allowances for that, though.
Allowances?
Yes, instead of planting them 6 feet deep, they just put my foot underground to give them a fair shake, you see? Oh, I tell you, at night they used to come out of the ground like gophers, I tell you.
Well, I don't know what this is all about. Of course, the important thing to me is that Andy Brown is still alive. And I'm certainly looking forward to giving him the $5,000 that my sister Florabelle left him.
Yeah, well, now, that's all we is interested in, too, mister. And now that you is convinced that he is alive, if you'll just let me have the money, well, I'll be glad to turn
it. Oh, no, no, no. I want to give him this money in person.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you come over to the lodge hall this afternoon, and I'll have Andy Brown there.
Fine. I'll be there about 2.
Yeah, let's go.
Wait a minute. Say goodbye, Doctor.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, Doctor.
No, no. Say goodbye, Mr. Montgomery, you fool.
Yeah, goodbye, Mr. Montgomery, you fool.
Yeah, Amos, Mr. Montgomery will be over here any minute now with that $5,000.
Well, Andy, that was something, all right. This gal remembering you in a will, eh?
Oh, yeah, boy, that really was.
Yeah?
Yeah, the boy almost lost out on the money, though. We thunk the gal's brother was coming up here with a gun and sis Andy go through with the wedding.
Well, I'm glad it worked out the way it did, all right. You know, Andy, you sure has had a lot of gal trouble in the past, but none of them has done caught you yet, is the boy?
Oh, no. Well, I tell you, Amos.
Somebody at the door.
Come in.
Well, Stevens, I said I'd be here. Oh, there you are, Brown.
Yes, sir. How is you, Mr. Montgomery? Long time no see.
Yeah, you got the $5,000 for the boy, Mr. Brown?
No, I haven't. When you started giving me that song and dance about Andy Brown passing on, I knew you were just hiding him. So, to bring him out in the open, I made up that story about the $5,000.
You mean there ain't no $5,000?
No, but I got another surprise for you. Here's someone else who came back from the great beyond like a boomerang. Come on in, Floor Bell.
Oh, Andy!